that how can you help the situation in the police interview? How will you make the interview different? How can you help the situation in the police interview? How can you make the situation of the interview different?
The only way I can think of protecting a client is basically for a short statement to be prepared, signed by the client and served on the police officers. I usually tend to do that at a later stage during the interviews, not the early stages of the interviews. If, for example, a specific allegation is being made in a particular case, what can happen is that you can rebut that allegation. For instance, in one of the cases, the officers were alleging that the item that had been removed from my clients were explosives. And it was a very innocent device that was taken from the client, which was a car amplifier. So what I did was I basically did a very short statement saying, you know, I, client's name, can confirm the fact I'm not involved in any acts of terrorism. This item that was shown in the interviews, which was alleged to be an explosive item, is nothing more than a car amplifier. And, you know, I can't understand why I'm being detained here. So in that particular case, because that was the most crucial evidence against the client, I did at the early stages put his innocent explanations forward without the client actually speaking. So the client could continue to exercise his right of silence, but protect the client at the same time, and do a short statement. So each case will differ. And it's a matter of judgment for the lawyer to basically take at the time what should or shouldn't be done, and is it the right time for the statement to be, short statement to be prepared and filed on the record. So that's the way to do it. And I personally think that's the best way to protect the client, because no adverse inference can be drawn against the client if the client is charged. Because he can always say, look, here's my statement that's already been produced and given to you, which says my, you know, that this thing, item, is not an explosive item, and I'm not involved in acts of terrorism. But the client hasn't answered everything else. So whatever I deem appropriate or a solicitor deems appropriate, can be covered in that way, and it's best to cover it in that way because the person doesn't need to answer any other questions. Hopefully I've answered your question there.